Unit 5. Listening Activity 2.
Hi everyone, I'm Terry and I'm here to talk about my job, which is one that many of you may never have heard of. I'm sure you've had experiences of diets of different kinds. Well, I'm a nutritionist, but not for people, for horses. How did that come about? My childhood loves were animals and science, and my parents always imagined I'd be a vet. I did think about it and also about studying medicine, but in the end, I did a biology degree at university, which was when I got interested in food and health in general. I then discovered that there was a module in animal nutrition, and everything took off from there. I now work in a department involved in research into the physical state of horses and what makes them fat, so I can advise horse breeders and owners on the best diet for the animals to follow. I've recently been involved in a study on how much grass horses eat compared with other food. During this trial, it was found that some horses ate up to 5 to 7% of their own body weight in grass daily, which amounts to an extra weight gain of approximately 3 kilograms a day on average. We used to think that horses ate around 62 kilos of the stuff in a day. However, we now know that it's double this, and is actually around 125 kilograms every single day. Incredible! My work is pretty varied on a day-to-day basis. Yesterday I spent the day out with a vet weighing and measuring a selection of horses. They were all pretty big, so I spent most of my day standing on my toes and I ache all over now. I'm not always out with the animals. I also spend a lot of time in the office having meetings and also doing paperwork. Not my favourite occupation. We have a telephone helpline where people can call with questions or problems, and although some might find it challenging as you get put on the spot by callers, for me it's very rewarding. As with any job, there are highs and lows. I'm trying to get a message across what makes horses fat and work out how to educate people. It's a bit like dealing with human diets, really. Once people understand, they are desperate to change things, but I have to work out ways of raising that awareness. I also get irritated that I have to rely on others for the money that enables me to do my work. We're not funded. I'm actually still very interested in human nutrition, and now there is a massive demand for it. It's big business. I have to stay up to date with all the latest developments. My approach to any kind of diet, though, is the same. People often try to cut down on everything, but for me, moderation is the key. I don't think anyone has to avoid eating bad things, but if you eat them, you have to make compromises elsewhere. For example, if you have a chocolate bar, cut down on the toast. The main reason why both humans and horses put on weight is lack of exercise, but you can't treat them the same. You have to treat horses like horses, not people, and they need proper exercise. The industry as a whole needs a bit of a shake-up. We seem to be at two ends of extremes. On the one hand, we have groundbreaking science in the form of veterinary research, such as stem cell treatments, but on the other, people are still not open-minded to new approaches and tend to stick to what they know. But the great thing is that everyone who works with horses is passionate about them.